This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January the 14th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Utah State Democratic Committee, which is Audit 13-10. Have a presentation from Ms. Paula Nerthen and Mr. Douglas Kodish.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
And when ready, please proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Utah State Democratic Committee, which recommends approval of five findings. Finding one, misstatement of financial activity. Finding two, record keeping for employees. Finding three, improper bank account structure. Finding four, receipt of Levin Fund donations that exceed the limit. Finding five, receipt of contributions that exceed the limit. These findings were presented at the exit conference and included in the audit staff's interim and draft audit reports. USDC provided a response to the audit reports but did not request an audit hearing concerning these matters. We're prepared to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Nerthen. Are there any questions or comments with respect to this audit? Commissioner Goodman.
Yes. I'm a little confused about the misstatement of financial activity finding. And I just want to understand the facts. I mean, I think I get that the result was that the bank ledger didn't line up with the report figures. So I just want to understand how that happened. It may not have consequence for approving the audit report, but it may inform a decision later on if there were a referral. As I understand what occurred, because they had the sweep account, and maybe it wasn't because of the sweep account, the federal committee recorded and reported to the commission receipt of approximately, was it about $90,000 in transfers from the state committee?
That's correct.
Because they thought those transfers were occurring. But in fact, the transfers were not made to the federal account.
That's
Am I right so far?
That's correct.
And that caused a $90,000 overstatement of cash on hand in the federal account.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, so, yes, sir.
I just wanted to clarify something, and what you said and she agreed to was that it wasn't that they thought what they did think was that there was a no reason really to allow the funds to make a physical transfer in this case, mm-hmm. because if they did, the monies would get swept back into the parent account from which they originated.
Okay. I see. So that they weren't really in the habit of making actual physical transfers, like a check or a. I would do it online now, but transfer money from one account to the next because it was in one account.
They actually did make some transfers, and then the order of it, Paula may know, but they did make some transfers. I believe they made five transfers, and then five they didn't make transfers, where they actually physically...
So they failed to physically make the transfer to the federal account. They thought they... apparently thought that they had, or somebody thought they had, the treasurer, because the treasurer reported these five transfers totaling plus or minus $90,000.
Right.
Okay. And so what we think happened is the $90,000 remained in the state account. I mean, it didn't go poof. And it got spent by the state account, apparently. I mean, if the money – I'm asking kind of what would have happened to the money. The money would have stayed in the state account and been spent by the state account, right?
It would have the money was actually it's kind of difficult to separate here, but the account was a parent account or a common account that was shared by both the federal and the non-federal funds.
Excuse me, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm speaking about accounts, and you're telling me they're don't think of these as two bank accounts. Okay.
Right, but they were separated.
The money
records.
Stayed and was used by, stayed for the benefit of and was used by the state committee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I take it that the Utah Democratic Committee reported all funds to the state account and all disbursements to the state of Utah?
Yes.
They report that?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have failure to disclose donors here. We've got an accounting glitch, essentially.
Correct.
That resulted in a misstatement of $90,000 on the FEC reports.
Right. It's shown on the FEC reports.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Can you make the motion?
Commissioner,
In the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Utah State Democratic Committee, A13-10, I move to approve the recommendations for findings 1, 3, 4, and 5 as set forth in Agenda Document 16-02-A, and approve the recommendation for finding 2, record keeping for employees, as set forth in Agenda Document 16-02-A, subject to an amendment to include $99,431.97 paid to contract workers.
Okay. Thank you. Just to clarify, this will be the first of 2 motions, as I understand it.
It's the only motion I have here.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. I see heads nodding for those who are listening. Okay. We have a motion on the table. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? No.
No.
Madam Secretary, that vote fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioners Ravel, Weintraub, and the Vice Chairman in favor, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and myself opposed. Commissioner Weintraub.
And just for those who might be listening and have no idea what's going on here, this is sort of a long-running issue for some of us that when we do these audits, these state committees often have independent contractors that work for them and perform various functions that might otherwise be performed by their regular employees. And those of us, 3 of us, believe that the contract workers should be covered by the record-keeping requirements. So that's why we continue to make these motions about contract workers.
That's a helpful clarification for those who are out there listening to this meeting. Vice Chairman Walter, do we have another motion?
Where's the secondary motion? I'm not sure. In Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Utah State Democratic Committee, A13-10, I move to approve the recommendations for findings 1, 3, 4, and 5 as set forth in Agenda Document 16-02-A.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Goodman.
I'd like to propose an amendment to the pending motion, and that is an edit to the final report. Everywhere there is a title to the finding 4, that the title be amended from receipt of Levin Fund donations that exceed the limit to receipt of Levin Fund donations that do not exceed the limit. And the reason for the, speaking to the motion to amend, the reason for the amendment is because on page 2 of the memorandum given to us by audit staff, they conclude, in response to the DFAR, the committee stated that it used the last in, first out accounting method and provided the accounting documentation requested by the audit staff. The audit staff verified the committee's Levin accounting and determined that the committee did not exceed the Levin Fund donation limit. The audit staff recommends the commission find that the committee did not exceed the Levin Fund limit. And so all I'm asking for is a clarification in the title of findings that wouldn't mislead that there was there were excessive contributions and that the titles reflect what we're actually finding.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Perhaps a friendly amendment to the friendly amendment. I didn't know this issue was going to be raised, so I would want to take a closer look at that section of the audit report and perhaps talk to our auditors about it, but perhaps we could just call it receipt of Levin Fund donation.
I think that would be fine. And so I will accept that as an amendment to my motion, to Commissioner Walther's motion. I believe we've exhausted under Robert's rules our ability to amend pending motions in the but Commissioner Walther, if you will accept that amendment to your main motion, I think we can just proceed.
Yeah, I accept that motion. That's fine as long as we're...
Madam Secretary, if I could summarize. Everywhere that there is a title to finding four, we would change the title to just say receipt of Levin Fund donation.
And as I understand it, that it would be in the final audit report. Am I correct?
Yes, in the document before us and in the final approved audit report.
I'm not sure that
that's before us.
That the document before you is the document before you, so I think the edit would be incorporated into the
proposed final audit.
Into the proposed final audit report.
Yeah.
Not the current document before you.
Oh, right. The document before me is the document before me.
Correct.
Yes. So could you state that for the secretary to help us clarify?
Right. So the proposed edit by the commissioners would be adopted into the proposed final audit report. Thank you.
Right. And just for a matter of clarification, the Vice Chairman's motion does not include finding two, and I'm assuming that with that not being included within this motion, that the intention is that would then get kicked to additional issues.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah, I just for right. You know, the benefit of the auditors,
right,
and everyone here, just to make sure that's kind of the understanding of the commission with respect to your motion.
Well,
no.
Oh, is it not?
Well, there's correct me if I'm wrong, but I think part of finding two we agree on. I mean, we would expand finding two to cover more the contract workers, but there is an existing recommendation for the employees that we all agree are covered, that they fail to maintain monthly payroll logs to document $62,000 worth of time. So I think we want to agree on that.
Okay. So okay. I just when it wasn't included in the motion, I wasn't quite sure what the intention was. So if
I don't know whether we could have more amendments to the motion, but we could.
Hey, I think it's working so far, so I wouldn't mind another one. So.
If Commissioner Walther will accept my prior one, then we can start a whole new round of amendments to the main motion.
Well, let's say, do you want to accept all of finding two? This point,
I prefer
then
to support
then
that.
I could just remove. I could move again.
Yeah, you could just incorporate finding two in there.
And so, without having to go through the rigmarole, should we just include finding two as part of the motion?
I understand it, the motion would be then to approve findings 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, subject to, in the proposed final audit report, changing the title for finding 4 to just receipt of Levin funds.
Very good.
Okay. Thank
you. Do you see that, Ron?
Mr. Kodish?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Receipt of Levin Fund donations, is that the title?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready to move to the vote? We have a motion on the table after that little bit of a ping pong match, but I think we're in a better spot now. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 6-0.